turnovers, you know, do get loose balls, do the little things to try to stay competitive in this game.
As you said, Jimmy coming off a career high night with 29 points. How big is he going to be for you guys in this tournament?
Hopefully he's going to be real big. We put him in the post for Chapman last week. He did very well in the post area. But we also have him step outside and play with some of the guard spots. You know, he does a lot for us. He guards the best defenders or the best players on the opposing team. He rebounds well for us. With Chapman out last week, he was a leading rebounder. He's a leader, and we hope to continue that this week.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Looking for a change in your usual dining plans? Natalie and her staff at Crane's Farmhouse in Shelbyville invite you and your family for a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. They proudly serve quality meat from grass-fed steak to smoked pulled pork to seafood platters. Their hours are Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page. Crane's Farmhouse of Shelbyville, where heaven is just a taste away. Proud supporters of the North Shelby Raiders.
Priorities, a way of categorizing the most important things in your life. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at the Canton Schools know that a well-rounded student is able to focus on their studies, plus participate in sports and other extracurricular activities. The Canton Tigers have been focused in both their studies and doing their best on the court. You've made everyone in the Canton R5 School District very proud of the way each of you represent your school. Go Tigers!
I'm here pregame, Canton head coach Andy Anderson. And coach, you're coming in this game winning three of your last five. What's been working for the team recently?
It's been nice kind of have everybody back. And we've been playing a little bit better. And people have been kind of finding their role in the team. And we got some guys stepping up and making some plays for us.
Coming into the tournament, you got a couple games. What are you looking for your team to do this week?
We were on a long break. We lost Saturday night at Liberty, Illinois. So that was kind of first time we played in about 9 or 10 days. So hopefully we can continue with the second half we played over there the other night, continue on that, and keep building from there because we played pretty well in the second half. So hopefully we can keep that going.
Jimmy Layton for Madison, one of their best players. He's coming off a career high night with 29 points. What are going to be some of the keys to containing him and some other of the players on Madison?
I've seen one game on film of them. They got some guys that can score. They got some guys that handle the ball pretty well and make plays. So we're going to have our hands full. Defensively, I get down on guard. We've got to help each other. That's going to be a big key, and rebound the ball and offensively move the ball and reverse it and attack, and that's going to be a key for us.
Right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
People do business with people they trust. That's why Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel has such a loyal customer base. At Mesmer Fertilizer, the customer always comes first. Whether it's fall seed or cover crop seed, herbicide application or variable rate spreading of lime and dry fertilizer, or custom applying of anhydrous, you can trust that the trained, certified professional employees at Mesmer Fertilizer will do their best to benefit you, their customer. Remember, if you plant it, Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel will help you grow it.
Welcome back to La Plata High School. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Crest or online at centralmoinfo.com. We have Madison and Canton coming up right now as part of game two of four. Here on Crest from day two of our La Plata tournament coverage. It's getting set for tip-off. On Canton's side, Brody Smith, Carson Burke, Sam Arnold, Ben McKenzie, and Trevor Durst are your starters. It'll be McKenzie and Jimmy Layton in the center circle for tip-off, and Canton wins. And we are underway. Left to right goes the Tigers' white jerseys and maroon lettering Tigers across the chest. A quick jumper from 10 inside the paint by Brody Smith is missed short. And Madison gets its first possession of the game, moving left to right, wearing purple uniforms, white lettering, and gold trim. Tyler Buck, Raven Thornton, Joe O'Bannon, Jimmy Layton. All starters along with Tyler Wandry. Jimmy Layton into the right corner. And Madison will move the ball around the arc. 7-10 on the season, and on the drive is Buck to the basket. He goes as he soars for an easy layup. 2 points, and Madison ahead 2-0 early on here. Canton 7-8 on the season. As a left wing three by Carson Burke on the way. Too long, but back tipped out to Brody Smith for Canton. Into the right corner for Arnold. His three-point shot in and out. No offensive rebound. Ben McKenzie put back. No. And it's time a defensive rebound by Raven Thornton. Madison, tough defense here. Score 43 points a game on average. And they lead 2-0 a minute into this first-round contest for the La Plata tournament. Jimmy Layton in the right corner, the leading scorer for the Madison team, 15 points a game. He's coming off a season-high 29 points a couple days ago against Bevier. Up top, Joe O'Bannon bouncing a right wing for Wandry. Back under the block for Layton. Scoots underneath the basket. Reverse layup behind his back. No. And it hits the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Back to Canton. Madison the sixth seed. Canton the three seed in the La Plata tournament. And bringing the ball up for Canton will be Carson Burke. Right-hand dribble, trudges up to the right wing. Into the corner for Smith, back to Burke. Reversing it left wing for Arnold. He'll attack left side and back out for Burke. Back to Arnold, left corner. Looking for someone, back to Burke. And he'll reverse right wing to Smith. Bouncing it right of the lane for Durst. Trying to find McKenzie in the paint, but it's tipped back to Durst. Back out it goes for Burke. He'll launch a straightaway three. That's missed off to the left and tracked down on the far side by Wandry. Tyler Wandry, 7.2 points a game. He's been shooting a lot recently, 20 shots in his last two games, and he's shooting 40%. Three from the corner by Layton is short, and a timeout called by Andy Anderson for Canton once Canton grabs the rebound. 5:53 to play in the opening quarter, 2-0 Madison lead. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Superstation Crest.
It's important to keep your vehicles and machinery in top-notch working condition. That's why you should trust the guys at Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, who have been in business since 1975. They are your most qualified auto repair specialists and Firestone Mastercraft tire dealer. They provide 24/7 towing services and are now offering diesel particulate filter cleaning. For all your auto repair needs, call 573-633-2230 or visit their website at www.shelbyvilletowing.com. Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, where they are driven to serve you.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that rewards you in cash. Now available at Alliant Bank. Earn real cash each month, all for doing simple things you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. You get cash rewards and still bank local. That's free Kasasa checking. Ask for Kasasa at Alliant Bank. This is Sherry Lair. For details and qualifications, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City, member FDIC.
Out of the timeout, it'll be Canton ball left to right. Arnold has it left block. High arcing floater is missed, but a foul on Raven Thornton coming up. And free throws from the sophomore. 5.5 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the Madison lead. Sam Arnold at the line. First shot from the lefty, rolls in. And a 9-point game against Highland. And one of the key perimeter players on the Tigers team. Second free throw is good from Arnold, and we're all tied at 2. Full court pressure, Canton. Wandry into a double team, tries to find Layton on the right side, tipped out of bounds on the far sideline by Burke, and it will be a sideline inbound for Madison. Layton, the inbounder, finds Buck. He's still in the backcourt. Lobs to Wandry, saved from going out of bounds, back to Wandry. It was saved by Joe O'Bannon, and a whistle and a double dribble inside the paint on Wandry, and the ball back to Canton. Canton, tough pressure defense here to start this game. The Tigers have won 3 of their last 5 games, 5 of their last 8. Got third place in the Highland Tournament a couple of weeks ago, and inside they go to Ethan Wingerter, finds a cutting McKenzie on the baseline, misses a layup long, and the rebound tipped out of bounds by Madison. It will remain with Canton. Brody Smith will be the inbounder. Into the corner to Arnold. Back up top to Burke. Ball above his head. Swings it right wing for Wingerter. Just out of his reach, but he gets it right back to Burke. Fires a pass right corner for Smith. Back up top straight away to Burke. He'll attack left of the lane. Pulls up from 10. Trying to bank it home. No, but offensive rebound near side. Smith, his putback is good. 4-2. Canton pulls ahead by 2. Full court pressure again by the Tigers. They break it across the timeline to Drew O'Bannon, but awaits on a foul. This one going against Ben McKenzie. That will be his first personal, team's first. And a near sideline inbound for Madison right in front of their own bench. Buck on the drive right side through traffic and contact. Yes, and a foul. Layup wasn't good as he didn't really get a chance to get the layup off as he went through contact. And so to the foul line goes the junior Tyler Buck. First free throw is up, bouncing on the rim and dropping. Madison shoots 60% as a team from the foul line as Buck hits his second of two. And we're back tied at four, 4.5 to play in the opening quarter. Burke will prance across half court. Right hand dribble. Crossing over, swinging it to the corner to Arnold. Picked up his dribble back to Burke. Back to Arnold. Drives left side. Back to Burke, top of the key. Finds Wingert on the wing. Quick pass inside. Taken away and stolen by Madison. Wandry on the steal. He'll hand it back off to Buck. The junior Tyler Buck has scored in double digits his last two games and shooting 53% in his last three games. Some hot shooters here on this Madison team. Approaching 4 minutes to play in the first. Pass to the left wing, O'Bannon. Crossing over, attacking left of the basket. Stops at the baseline. Out to Layton. 5 foot jumper rattles in. And Layton with his first 2 points of the night makes it 6-4. Madison pulls back ahead with 3:45 to play in the first. Wingerter into the corner. Arnold, he'll attack baseline. Kick it back out. Burke back to Wingerter wing. Back to Burke straight away. Jabs right, attack left. Steps inside the arc. Long two. Rattles home. Burke's been wanting to shoot all night long. He finally finds one that connects. His first 2 points of the night to make it 6-0. Wandry across midcourt. Keeps away from the defense. Out to Layton. Wide open three. High arcing shot off to the right. And the long rebound far side. Wingerter. I think Layton may have been surprised at how open he was. As Burke steps into a pass into the right corner for Smith. Back up to Burke, top of the key. Reversing it left wing, Wingerter. Now to Arnold, attacking left baseline. Stops underneath the basket. Lobs a pass right corner, Smith. Back up top to Burke. Finds McKenzie in the paint. Finds a cutting Arnold baseline who leans in and gets fouled on the layup attempt. And he's going to the free throw line with 3 minutes to play in the first. 6-6. Here in this first round game of the La Plata tournament. Arnold already 2 for 2 from the line and sinks one more. 3 points tonight for the sophomore. 7-6 is Canton's lead. Second free throw on the way, and that's good from the lefty Arnold. 4 points off from the line, and he will check out. Dalton Burhorst checking in for him, the freshman. 8-6 Canton lead, under three now to play in the first. And Buck will bring it across the timeline, swinging it right wing, Wandry to the elbow to Thornton. Now it goes back left wing, O'Bannon. Double team on him, gets his pass poked away. Layton picks it up on the left wing. He gets tied up, and a jump ball call. And the ball, the arrow remains with Madison. Late in the inbounder in front of his own bench to my left on the near side. Back to Buck. Buck gets it poked away and stolen. McKenzie on the steal and he's fouled. Oh, double dribble. Excuse me. So the ball back to Madison with 2:40 to play. 8-6. Canton's lead as Thornton checks out and Christian Colston checks in. Buck will bring it across midcourt on the right side into tight defense by McKenzie. Finds Colston on the right side. And Colston loses it out of bounds on the far side. It goes back to Canton with 2.5 to play. Arnold will check back in after a short stint on the bench. Wingerter checks out. Raven Thornton will check back in. And Colston will check out. Short rest stints for Thornton and Arnold, as Burke will bring it across midcourt. Swings it left wing. Smith into the corner. It goes for Burhorst. Burhorst on the wing now. Dribbles right hand. Fires a pass right wing. Smith back to the left wing for Burhorst. Open for three. He'll take it. Bounce off front iron. Backboarded out. And a rebound by Arnold. And he's fouled on the ground. And we'll have a baseline inbound coming up for Canton. That will be the second personal on Wandry and the team's third. Burke up top. Pass inside Smith in the lane. 5-foot jumper is clean. 10-6. Canton by four. Its largest lead of the game. And Layton turns it over. Arnold on the steal. Breakaway on the right side. And he has an easy layup. Sam Arnold with six. He leads all scorers. And it's 12-6. Canton on a 6-0 run here towards the end of the first quarter with a minute 50 to play. Double team. Canton's defense has been absolutely brutal at midcourt. Buck passing across midcourt to Wandry in the corner. Pass inside Thornton. That's tipped and stolen again. McKenzie on the steal. Hands it off to Burke. To Arnold now in the right corner. And he'll pass it back up top to Smith. Reversing it left wing for Boerhorst. Back to Smith straight away. Now to Arnold right quarter. Finds Burke right baseline. Finds a cutting McKenzie in the lane. And a foul called on the layup attempt. Man, the passing by Canton has been so quick and so smooth. And it gets free throws for Ben McKenzie. Free throw good. Second free throw underway, and he gets that one as well. 14-6, Canton now by eight. Layton to Buck, top of the key. 1-3-1, Canton zone, left corner. And that gets taken away. Burke on the steal. Outlets out Smith, right of the lane, to the basket. Bumped and fouled on the layup, and more free throws coming for Canton. This time, Brody Smith to the line. Canton has been suffocating Madison on the defensive side with that 1-3-1 defense. Brody Smith already 4 points tonight. Second free throw, good. .111 remaining here in the first. Second free throw, off to the right, Thornton the rebound. 15-6, Canton by nine. Buck across the timeline to O'Bannon on the left wing. O'Bannon slips past his defender baseline. Floater from five, no. Rebound goes to McKenzie for Canton. Out to Smith up the right side of the court. Passes left wing, Burhorst. He takes a step inside the arc. Fires the pass up top, back to Smith. Now to Burke, right wing three. Miss short, tip no. And a rebound goes to Thornton for Madison. Out to Wingirder. He'll push the pace. In the lane he goes. Trotta's no-look pass to Layton out of his reach, but Layton dives for it. And it's lost out of bounds on the far side. Last touch, Jimmy Layton for Madison, and the ball back to Canton. 40 seconds to play in the opening quarter. This time it will be Sam Arnold bringing the ball up. Left-hand dribble for the sophomore. Swing to right wing, Burke. He pumped on the pass and decides to get it back up top, Smith. Now to Burhorst in the wing, to Arnold in the corner, driving baseline, finds it cutting Burke on the right baseline, layup, good. The ball movement off ball for Canton has been great, and they've been finding each other pretty easily to make an 11-point Canton lead with 18 seconds to play. Layton on the wing, doubled on the ball, he has nowhere to go in the corner looking, and he used his elbows to create some space and a foul called on Canton's Dalton Burhorst. That will be the freshman's first, personal team's third. And a baseline inbound, Jimmy Layton, left of his own basket. Finds Thornton in the corner. Back to Buck on the right wing. Buck, right-hand dribble, picks it up and hands it off to Layton, who'll circle the arc to his left and finds O'Bannon top of the key with four, with three. O'Bannon crossover with two, trying to get to the left corner. Wandry with one. He'll fire up a shot, and that'll be short right at the buzzer. 17-6. Canton by 11 as we go to the second on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Dubert Enterprises of Moberly encourages everyone to come out and support your local teams as these students have worked hard within the classroom, during practice, and in the game. Show your Cairo Bearcat pride by wearing your black and gold while cheering them on. Good sportsmanship comes from within our community and begins with you. These students look up to each of you for your support. Dubert Enterprises of Moberly is honored to be part of Bearcat Country and proudly supports the Cairo Bearcats and Lady Bearcats.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Starting quarter number two, 17-6 is the Canton lead, and Canton starts with the ball. And they'll go right to Trevor Durst, who missed the left side layup. Madison the rebound. Madison moving it right to left. They struggled, and another turnover by the Panthers into Sam Arnold. Speedster to the basket. Layup, no. A little too out of control with his speed. And the rebound saved out to Buck. 3-on-2 for Madison. Buck crossover in the lane. He goes. Trying to shovel it to Layton on the left block. Out of bounds. And it'll go back to Canton. 7.5 remaining. Ben Wittenstein with you here. We have two more games upcoming. Scott Lunte will have those. It'll be Burke across the timeline. Left corner to Smith. Now to Burke, top of the key. Smith back to Burke, top side. Swings in right wing. Wing girder into the corner for Durst. Back up top to Burke. 2-3 Madison zone. Canton trying to break it. Long two, left side, Smith off the rim. No, rebound, Madison. Here comes Wandry up the right wing. Bouncing it right to the lane. Caleb Chapman just checked in, and he gets an easy layup. Chapman had missed last game for Madison. And this is his first game back since their win against Norbourne on the 24th. As his first two here to make it 17-8. He is someone they sorely missed. His 6'4 frame has been huge. As they lob it in down low to McKenzie, finds a cutting Smith baseline wide open. And the layup is good for the senior. 19-8, back to an 11-point Canton lead. 6.5 to play in the first half. Left wing for Madison. Colston into a double team. A whistle and a travel. Colston shuffled his feet. That double team came up pretty quickly. And the ball back to Canton. Carson Burke across the timeline. He's been great at directing traffic. 4 points so far for the junior, but his facilitation at the top of the key has been huge for the ball movement on this Canton team. Burke right wing, open for three. This time he'll take it, skips off the rim, far side. No rebound, Chapman. He'll lead the charge the other way. Up the right side goes the 6'4 junior, and he'll hand it off to Wandry. In the lane, Layton. Double on the ball. He'll attack, lowering his shoulder. Layup blocked by Smith, out of bounds. Smith staying with Jimmy Layton. That's no easy task, and the ball stays with Madison. 5:55 to play here in the second. 19-8 Canton lead. It's Madison's ball. Baseline inbound. Out to Chapman, muscling his way to the basket. Layup short. Gets his own offensive rebound. Power dribble. Goes back up. He missed that one. Another offensive rebound. Chapman, and his put back again short. He gets his own rebound. Tap back to him. Madison, another chance. Back to Chapman, left of the lane. This time he settles for a 10-foot jumper. And that missed off to the right. Rebound loose on the baseline. Tipped out of bounds by Madison, and Canton gets it back. My goodness, Caleb Chapman had 3 offensive rebounds off his shot. He just couldn't connect. 5:36 to play here in the second quarter. It's a 19-8 Canton lead, and it's ball left to right. 2-3 Madison zone. Arnold driving baseline. Jump pass left wing. Wingirder back to Burke. Back to Wingirder on the wing. Back to Burke straight away. Reversing it into the right corner for Burhorst. Finds Arnold back in the right corner. Back to Burhorst. Now up top. Burke straight away. 3 from him. Off to the left. Doesn't hit the rim, but a long rebound. Tracked down by Smith. Second chance Canton. Burke. Long 2. Left side. Off the heel. And that will bounce on top of the backboard. Out of bounds. Back to Madison with 5:08 to play. Here on the right wing is O'Bannon. Now to Chapman on the right wing for Madison. Under 5 to play. Chapman squares up the basket against McKenzie. Spinning in the lane. Now turn around. Hook shot with the right hand is good. Such body control in the air for Caleb Chapman to make it 19-10. Canton with the lead and the ball inside. McKenzie back to the basket, firing a pass left corner. Wingirder up top. It goes to Smith. Back to Burhorst in the wing. Up top, Smith reversing it left wing. Wingirder, and his pass up top intercepted by O'Bannon. Breakaway. He'll lose control. On the ground goes Smith, and he dives for it and gets the ball. Jump ball called. I think the arrow favors Canton. And I believe they're going to give it to Madison. May have had a miscommunication on that jump ball there. Inbounding will be Layton, left to the basket on his own baseline. Trying to get it to the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by Burhorst. It will remain with Madison. 4:27 to play here in the second quarter. First round game of the La Plata tournament. Madison and Canton. Canton the 3 seed, Madison the 6 seed. Layton, the inbounder again, lobbed it up, but over the head of Joe O'Bannon, and it'll be picked off by Burhorst. Easy breakaway layup, missed short by the freshman, and tipped out of bounds by Madison. I believe that will stay with Canton. Inbounder will be Smith, left of his own basket on the baseline, into the corner for Burke, trying to spin away from his defender to the elbow. For McKenzie, power dribble, kicks it to Arnold in the right corner. Arnold trying to drive baseline, decides to kick it back to Burke topside. Now into the left corner, Smith. He'll hand it off to Burhorst left corner, launching a three off the heel, rebound Layton. And Layton wants to run one on three. He doesn't have the numbers, and he'll slow it down over to the right wing. Hands it off to O'Bannon, back to Layton right side. Mishandles the pass, gets it back, trying to cross over on Smith. Can't go anywhere, picks up his dribble, finds Chapman on the wing. Chapman squares up, spins in the lane, and attacks. Kicks it back out. Layton on the wing. Up top is Buck. Left wing for Wandre. Now into the corner. It goes for O'Bannon. The Chapman back out. Open for three. Wandre, too hard. And a foul on the rebound. This one defensive going against Brody Smith with 3:36 to play here in the second quarter. 19-10, Canton's lead. It will be Madison's ball. And Jimmy Layton will be the inbounder. Layton smacks the ball with the left hand, looks for a teammate, still looking into the corner it goes, and again, tipped out of bounds. Canton, very active hands on the defensive side of the ball right now. And Layton will slide over a couple steps to his left to inbound this one. Finds Wandre, bouncing it up top. O'Bannon trying to bounce it to Layton in the block, and it's taken away by Burhorst again. Burhorst leading the charge to left to right, and as he tries to dive into the paint, he gets bumped and fouled. That will be the foul called on Joe O'Bannon. That will be his first personal and seventh team foul. At the line for a 1-1, Dalton Burhorst. Free throw, good. He'll get a second. .328 remaining here in the second quarter. Second free throw is good from Burhorst. 2-for-2 from the line. 21-10. 11-point Canton lead. Buck cross midcourt. Bouncing it to Wandre high right side. Double on the ball. Finds Layton on the right wing. Bouncing it back up top to Buck. Buck circles. Over to the wing he goes. Trying to find Layton. Layton attacks the basket right to the lane. Layup is short. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And it will go back to Canton. Madison has been trying to find some of these holes in the Canton defense. And now they're getting to the basket. They just haven't been completing the shot now as we approach 3 minutes to play. 21-10 is the Canton lead inside McKenzie. On double team, he fires a pass Burhorst right of the lane. Finds Arnold left corner. Bouncing left baseline for Smith. He'll attack underneath the basket. Layup no loose. And Layton the rebound for Madison. Here comes Jimmy Layton up the right side. Up top to Buck straight away. Swings in left corner. O'Bannon open three. Pumps now tries to give it down to Chapman down low. This one's taken away from behind and stolen. Out to Arnold. Left side layup. No, but the foul by Smith is no good. He gets it right back, and his foul doesn't fall, but a foul call. So to the line, Brody Smith. As that foul was called on Wandre, his third. with 2:32 to play. First free throw by Smith. Nothing but net. Ethan Wingerter checking in and Arnold checking out. Smith, second free throw is good. 23-10. Canton, largest lead of the game at 13. Madison right to left. Chapman down the lane. Bounce pass left block. Layton good, and the foul on the layup. Madison needs something to jumpstart the offense. That may be it, as Layton goes to the line for an and one. The senior Jimmy Layton has scored in double digits in 15 of 17 games this season. And he sets up for his second free throw, and he makes it. 23-13, 10-point Canton lead. 2:15 to play. Burke straight away to Arnold on the right wing. Back to Burke up top. Pass inside Smith. Back out to Arnold, open on the corner. Doesn't take a three. Bouncing it back up top. Burke finds Smith in the lane. Five-foot jumper is good. Brody Smith, 11 for the senior. 25-13. Under two now to play Canton's lead. Madison right to left. Layton in the corner. Double on the ball. Back up top, O'Bannon. Back to Layton. Back to O'Bannon. Reversing it right wing for Buck. Back to O'Bannon. Left corner, Layton. Canton a tough 3-2 defense. Chapman in the lane. Zips a pass left block. Layton ball tipped back into the hands of Thornton. And he finishes off the window. Intended for Layton, tip to Thornton on the right side. An easy layup for him. 25-15, back down to a 10-point Canton lead. 90 seconds to play in the first half. Up top, Burke almost stolen. Back to Arnold, left wing, and he can't handle it. Out of bounds on the far sideline. Back to Madison. They can cut down Canton's lead to single digits with a basket here. As Burhorst checks in, Arnold checks out. Buck will bring it across midcourt. Bouncing O'Bannon. Spinning away from the defense, dribbling it right wing, handing it off to Buck. He'll circle down the arc and trip and travel. Slipping on the court. And the ball back to Canton with a minute six. Thornton will bring it up, or excuse me, that will be Burke bringing it up. Garson Burke, the junior, swings it right side for Smith. Smith, skip pass, picked off by Chapman. One-on-one, Chapman to the basket, hard take, reverse, no, and the rebound, though, O'Bannon. Back out to Chapman, left corner, three on the way, and that's good. Boy, did Madison miss Caleb Chapman in their game against Bevere. They won it with 54-52, but Chapman brings a whole other level to this team. Second leading scorer for Madison, he leads the team in reboundings with six a game. And he's a big body at 6'4 down low. 23 seconds to play. 25-18. Canton's lead. They'll hold with 15. Burke by the timeline. Right-hand dribble. 2-3 Madison zone with 10. Now with 8. Burke still has it with 7. Right side Burhorst with 6. Up top to Burke with 4. Launching a long 3. No, too long. Smith the rebound. Put back from the free throw line. Good as the buzzer sounds. 13 for Brody Smith, 27-18. Canton with the lead into the locker room. We'll take a break. Be back with stats and more coming up next here on Kress.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Schuyler County R1 School District are proud of their students and all they've accomplished. The Schuyler County School District encourages its students and athletes to continue to follow their goals and study hard on the road to success. Students, the district supports you all the way. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Schuyler County R1 Schools encourages you to never lose focus and keep your determination strong.
Alpha Media Stations, Quix, Chris, Kirk, and KTCM are giving you lots of chances to win lots of money. We're kicking off the new year with our Grand A Day giveaway. Just listen each hour for the word that wins from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. every weekday. Then enter that word at centralmoinfo.com and you've got a chance to win $1,000. This hour's word that wins is
trunk.
Again, this hour's word that wins is
trunk.
And it's brought to you by Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia. Are you ready for the unexpected change of events that happens from time to time in your life? Your home or farm is the largest single investment you will make in your lifetime. Make sure you are protected. You can depend on the experienced staff for fast, friendly service at Siders Insurance in Moberly to customize a policy for you. See Ron, Suzanne, or Kim at Siders Insurance and Real Estate, your local agents for Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Macon, to give you the down-home personal service. Proud supporters of all local athletes.
The condition of your cows is always important, and during gestation in extreme Missouri weather, the performance of your cows moves to the front of your list of concerns. That's why Ricketts Farm Service recommends Purina Superlix and Supertub weatherproof supplements. With Purina Supertubs and Superlix, you get a healthier herd at an affordable price. See us at Ricketts Farm Service in Salisbury, Cairo, or Shelbina today.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
All right, taking a check of your halftime stats here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll take the Madison check first. Jimmy Layton at 5, Caleb Chapman leading his team with 7, Tyler Buck with 4, Raven Thornton with 2, Canton, Brody Smith with 13, Carson Burke with 4, Sam Arnold with 6, Burhorst with 2, McKenzie with 3. Canton led all two quarters so far this game. They were up 17-6 at the end of the first, and they were up 27-18 in the second. Madison actually outscoring them 12-8 in that second quarter to bring it back to a 9-point Canton lead. We'll take a quick break and look forward to the next two games coming up from the La Plata tournament. Here on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Let H&H Construction of Madison offer you a money-saving suggestion. Build a pole barn instead of a standard barn. Not only is it the economical choice, but pole buildings are easy to maintain, take less time to build, and are durable. H&H Construction also pours foundations, walkways, patios, steps, and driveways, and does the groundwork for mobile home setups. And all work is guaranteed. Bruce and Mike Hendren have been in business since 2000, so put their experience to work for you. H&H Construction proudly supports the Madison Panthers.
At La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, there's a good relationship between the bank and you because La Plata State Bank works hard to help you get the most out of your money. That is one reason why the customers who began banking at La Plata State Bank years ago are still satisfied customers. La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, is your full-service home-owned bank in La Plata and a proud supporter of the La Plata Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's the 2018 model closeout sale at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, you can save thousands. Hurry in and take home your 2018 model today. Visit thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details. The North Shelby Athletic Boosters is very proud of the North Shelby Raiders and Lady Raiders. Whether you are in the classroom or on the court, you represent your school in a positive way. Keep working hard and continue your dedication and drive for excellence in everything you do. The North Shelby Athletic Boosters are proud to support all the Raiders and coaches and would like to remind the fans to put on your red and gold and continue to support the North Shelby Raider teams. Go Raiders!
Are you in need of reliable care for yourself or a loved one? La Plata Nursing Home in La Plata is a 52-bed community ready to provide you with individualized, resident-focused care. They also offer rehabilitation services, including physical and occupational therapy, along with speech therapy. La Plata Nursing Home provides a 24-hour licensed nursing staff and serves delicious home-style meals to their residents. Administrator Deborah Lair invites you to stop by for a tour and see for yourself the comfortable, home-like atmosphere that La Plata Nursing Home provides their residents.
Back here at La Plata High School, halftime of the Madison Canton game. It is a 27-18 Canton lead over the Madison Panthers. Taking a check of what's to come here at the La Plata tournament, we have two more games on slate tonight. We'll have the Green City Schuyler County girls game. That will start probably around 7:15. Green City, the 3-seed, Schuyler County, the 6-seed. And then our last game of the night, Cairo and Schuyler County on the boys' side of the bracket. Cairo, a 2-seed, Schuyler County, the 7-seed. And that one will start roughly around 9 o'clock. However, we are running a bit in front of the times, a bit fast. So that probably may start around 8:45, then 9 o'clock. First game of the day that we had was the Madison-North Shelby girls game, and it was Madison taking the win in that one. So Madison will move on to the semifinal, which now will be played on Friday on the girls' side of the bracket. They will have one on Thursday and one on Friday. All of the games that were scheduled to be played tomorrow have now been moved one day ahead. So the whole tournament, in fact, has been moved back a day simply because of the cold weather that we are expecting tomorrow. So all the games planned for tomorrow will now be played on Thursday. All the games on Thursday will now be played on Friday. And now all of the trophy games will be played on Saturday in a six-game slate. So you'll have the boys and girls third place. You'll have the boys and girls championship and the boys and girls consolation championship. And we'll take one more 60-second break here on Crespi back with the start of the third quarter from the La Plata tournament. Next.
Campen Heating and Air Conditioning of Canton is dedicated to providing the best possible solution for your home or business. With over 20 years of experience, you can count on them to provide you with a system and solution that fits all your commercial and residential needs. They've earned their reputation for doing the job right the first time. So stop by or call Campen Heating and Air Conditioning today at 573-288-8966, your local Bryant dealer.
Looking for a change in your usual dining plans? Natalie and her staff at Crane's Farmhouse in Shelbyville invite you and your family for a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. They proudly serve quality meat from grass-fed steak to smoked pulled pork to seafood platters. Their hours are Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page. Crane's Farmhouse of Shelbyville, where heaven is just a taste away. Proud supporters of the North Shelby Raiders.
Thanks some of our sponsors to help this broadcast possible. Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons. Green City, R1 Schools, both of Green City. La Plata Nursing Home, La Plata R2 School District, La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank in Kirksville, MFA Agri-Service, Travis Funeral Chapel, all. Oh. La Plata, including Samaritan Hospital, and Steel Towing, both of Macon. Also, Madison C3 School District, both of Madison. All right, back to the action here in the third. Canton with the ball. In the lane goes Ben McKenzie. Easy layup for the senior. He now has five, and it's 29-18 Canton here to start the third against Madison. Panthers moving it left to right now on your radio dial. Purple uniforms, white lettering, and orange trim, more of a gold trim, I guess you could call it. Up top is Joe O'Bannon. Straight away, and taken away and stolen, his pass by Burke. Breakaway for Burke. Easy layup for the junior. 31-18. Largest lead of the game for Canton. Their defense was giving Madison fits back in the first half, and they're back to it now with that 1-3-1 zone. Up top is Jimmy Layton. He's had a quiet 5 points. Right wing, Wandry. Free throw line, Thornton. Back to the basket. Swinging it left wing for O'Bannon. He'll try to drive left to the lane. Stop to the elbow. And now going over in the corner, and O'Bannon traveled. Another turnover by Madison. Back to Canton. Canton, a great defensive game thus far. Only giving up 18 points. Normally give up 49 points a game. Right now only 18 through two quarters. A minute here into the third. Canton with a right to left. White uniforms for the Tigers. Maroon lettering Tigers across the chest. Smith, quick pass inside. McKenzie takes the power dribble, goes up with the left hand. Easy off the window and in. Seven now for McKenzie. It's 33-18. Left wing, O'Bannon. Finds Layton up top. Swings it into the corner for Tyler Buck. Buck looking, bouncing it. Layton right of the lane. Attacks baseline, goes up, has it blocked. Ball still loose. Layton picks it up off the ground on the right block. Shuffles inside. Layup again this long. And a rebound, Arnold underneath the foul on Layton. That will be Layton's second foul, second personal, first team. As Connor O'Bannon, the freshman, checks in for Tyler Wandry. Arnold across the timeline. Crisp pass to Burke on the left wing. To Smith in the corner. Picks up his dribble, fires a pass to McKenzie at the elbow. 15-foot jumper in and out. Rebound, Madison. Outlet out to Buck. Buck right wing crossover at the free throw line. Kicks it out, Layton. Back into O'Bannon in the corner. Back to Layton left wing. He'll bring it back out top of the key. Swings the pass right side. Buck trying to drive baseline against Burke. Hangs in the air, fires a pass. Thornton middle of the paint, and he misses a layup on the right side. Burke the rebound. Canton wants to push. McKenzie left to the lane, picks up his dribble, finds a cutting Durst and kicks it back out. Smith right side to Arnold right corner. Lines up a three, too hard. Rebound Connor O'Bannon for Madison. 5.5 to play here in the third, 33-18. Left side is Buck. Off screen to his right, bouncing it right corner for Connor O'Bannon. Nowhere to go. Tied up by a tight defense, a whistle, and a timeout called by Dalton Armantrout. We'll take it with him. 33-18, 5:17 to play. Canton ahead here in the La Plata tournament. Be back in 30 seconds.
Priorities, a way of categorizing the most important things in your life. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at the Canton Schools know that a well-rounded student is able to focus on their studies, plus participate in sports and other extracurricular activities. The Canton Tigers have been focused in both their studies and doing their best on the court. You've made everyone in the Canton R5 School District very proud of the way each of you represent your school. Go Tigers!
Out of the Madison timeout, 33-18, Canton's lead. It'll be Madison ball, Layton inbounding in front of his own bench. To my right, up top, Chapman. Swings it right side, Buck back to Layton in the corner. Double on the ball, bouncing it right side, back to Buck. Now to the wing, Chapman, his pass taken away by McKenzie. One on two, he doesn't have numbers, behind the back dribble, in the lane, layup over traffic is good. Ben McKenzie, so smooth. 9 for him, 35-18. Canton's lead growing. Wandry in the right wing, he throws it away. Again, McKenzie on the steal. He has one-on-one. Left side, his layup with the left hand is good. McKenzie now has 11. He scored his last 6-6-0 Canton run. 10-0 Canton run. Layton in the corner. Driving baseline. He's bumped and fouled. Baseline inbound for Madison. Layton the inbounder right of the basket. Substitutions being made. Wingerter checking in along with Burhorst. And Arnold and Durst checking out. Layton smacks the ball. Inbound goes left wing, Wandry. Trying to go back into the corner for O'Bannon and throws it away. O'Bannon couldn't come up with the pass. It goes out of bounds. Canton gets the ball back. 4.5 to play here in the third. 37-18 is Canton's lead. It's a 10-0 Canton run to start the third quarter. Madison still has yet to score, and we're halfway through the third. Up top is Wingerter. Swings it right side, Burhorst. The freshman up to Burke up top. Back to Burhorst, right wing. Fires a pass, right corner, Smith. Long three, connects. Smith with 16, and it's 40-18. Canton extending its lead to 22. Up top, now to Layton, left wing. Chapman in the lane, gets it almost poked away, gets it back with a right-hand dribble. Swings it left wing, Wandry into the corner for O'Bannon. Finds Layton squirming past the baseline. He gets bumped. And the foul called on a Wingerter. That'll be his first personal team, second. 3:43 to play in the third. Layton smacks the ball with the left hand, baseline inbound. Ball above his head, looking, lobs it. Chapman. Chapman grabs it, and he goes over to the left wing. Now attacks left of the lane, layup, no, but a foul. Caleb Chapman to the line to shoot two. The righty gets set. First free throw is out. Substitutions as McKenzie checks out. Arnold checks back in. Second free throw bouncing off the rim and in. So 1-2 from the line for Chapman. He's got 8, and it's 40-19. First point of the half for Madison comes at 3.5 minutes to go in the third. Left corner, Wingerter. Layton on him. Back it goes left wing, Burke. Inside pass, then quickly zipped out to the outside. Burhorst. His three is clean. 5 for the freshman, 43-19. As we approach 3 minutes to play, Layton sneaking by a defender. Underneath the basket, reverse layup, good. Nice job, Jimmy Layton getting underneath. 43-21, back to a 22-point Canton lead. Bouncing it to the right corner, Burhorst. He'll swing it up top, back to Burke, back to Burhorst, right corner. Bouncing it right baseline for Wingerter. Find Smith in the lane, power dribble to the basket, no, but a foul. And now to the line will be Brody Smith. Smith already with 16 tonight. First free throw off to the right. Chapman tying his shoes. Second free throw from Smith rolls out 0 for 2. 2:50 to play here in the third. 43-21. Canton's lead. Madison's ball left to right. He were double team is Buck, gets it poked away, he gets it right back. Now over to Wandry, pass inside, taken away, Arnold on the steal. 2-on-2, lobs it right block, Burhorst, he catches it on the run, kicks it back out, Smith, his pass deflected, right back to Smith. Now it goes over to Wingerter, left corner, Arnold, lobs it, Burke back to the basket, powers his way in, left block, layup, no, but a foul. .27 to play here in the third, 43-21, Carson Burke at the free throw line. More free throws underway. That's the third personal called on Chapman, team's third. First free throw up and good for Burke. And the junior Carson Burke with 7. Christian Colson checking in. And checking out is Caleb Gibler. Spinning in his left hand, shooting with his right. And sinking it is Carson Burke. 45-21. 24-point lead for Canton as Chapman accelerates across midcourt on the left side, crossing over on Smith to the basket, tries a reverse and gets underneath of the backboard as it bounces out of bounds on the baseline, and Canton will get it right back. 2:15 to play. Some full court pressure by Madison on Burke, but Burke gets the inbounds and the pressure subsides. Burke swings a pass left wing for Smith. Back to Burke straight away as we approach 2 minutes to play. A 2-3 Madison zone right now. Burke lobs it right wing, Arnold. Arnold squares up, hands off Burhorst on the wing. He'll curl in the lane, kicked it out left wing. Burke open, wide open three, off the rim, no rebound, Layton. Here comes Layton, and he'll slow things down across the timeline, handing it off to Buck. Buck will reset the offense. 2-3 Canton zone, inside Chapman at the elbow. Back to the basket, power dribble, hop step, swings it right block over to Colston, back out Buck. He'll attack right side. Back to Colston, now Chapman right wing. He'll launch a three, miss short. Rebound tracked down near side, Buck. Second chance. This time he'll line up his own three. High arcing shot short. Rebound Burke. Here comes Canton. Burhorst open on the right side. One-on-one against Chapman. Layup too hard. Rebound tip. Loose and out of bounds on the baseline. Last touched by Tyler Buck of Madison. It will remain with Canton with a minute 18 to play in the third. 45-21 is Canton's lead. Trevor Durst checking back in. And Smith the inbounder. Quick inbound, Wingirder in the corner to Burke. Back to Smith in the left corner. Layton on him. Back up top, Wingirder. Right wing, Arnold. Now to Durst. He'll circle on the right wing. Up top, Burke. Left corner, Wingirder. Pass inside to Smith. Left of the lane, 10-foot jumper short. Durst, offensive rebound. His put back, no, off to the left. And Layton, the rebound for Madison. 55 seconds to go in the third. Buck, Layton, right corner, open for three, high arcing one, that's too hard, but Buck the offensive rebound on the weak side. He'll curl to the elbow, kicks it back right to Layton, top of the key, into the right corner for Wandry. His three-point shot too soft, and it'll hit off front iron, then hit the top of the backboard and go out of bounds. 38 seconds to go, 45-21, Canton's lead and its ball, full court Madison pressure. Canton moving it right to left. Only 3 points scored in this quarter by Madison thus far. Canton has scored 18. Top of the key is Smith. Over to Wingirder in the left wing. Back up top to Smith with 25. He'll probably hold for a last shot here. 2-3 Madison zone. Smith already 16 points on the night. Left wing Arnold. Back to Smith right by the timeline on that white L in the red circle here at La Plata High School. 10 seconds. 9-8 as Smith angles to the right wing with 5, with 4. Swings to Burke right wing. Open for 3. He'll take it and he'll make it. Carson Burke will end the third quarter on a high note. 11 for him. It's 48-21. Canton ahead big as we head into the final frame here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
People do business with people they trust. That's why Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel has such a loyal customer base. At Mesmer Fertilizer, the customer always comes first, whether it's fall seed or cover crop seed. Herbicide application or variable rate spreading of lime and dry fertilizer or custom applying of anhydrous. You can trust that the trained, certified professional employees at Mesmer Fertilizer will do their best to benefit you, their customer. Remember, if you plant it, Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel will help you grow it.
It's important to keep your vehicles and machinery in top-notch working condition. That's why you should trust the guys at Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, who have been in business since 1975. They are your most qualified auto repair specialists and Firestone Mastercraft tire dealer. They provide 24/7 towing services and are now offering diesel particulate filter cleaning. For all your auto repair needs, call 573-633-2230 or visit their website at www.shelbyvilletowing.com. Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, where they are driven to serve you.
Starting the fourth quarter here on Crest, first round of the La Plata tournament, Madison and Canton, and Jimmy Layton out of the quarter break. A nice move to the basket on the left side to make it 48-23. Canton's lead now at 25, and Layton with 9. Canton, though, quick to the basket. Miss layup by McKenzie on the left side. Arnold tracks down the rebound, offensive board. Ben Wittenstein with you, Scott Lunte with me. Arnold into the right wing. He'll slither into the lane, kick it out to Burke. Left wing three short. Arnold grabs another offensive rebound to Burke on the left wing, lobs it for McKenzie, skips a pass right wing for Smith. Back to Arnold, right block. Up top, back to Wingirder. Now back to Smith, now to Wingirder, reversing it left wing for Burke. Now finds Smith right of the lane, bouncing it right block. Arnold goes up, layup, out of control, miss short. Hits the back of the rim. And the rebound, Madison. 7:05 to go in the game. Madison down 48-23. Layton underneath the basket. Goes up through double team and gets a layup to go when he was underneath the backboard. I don't know how he found that there, but
it's a pretty impressive layup there from Jimmy Layton on the double team.
Yeah, he puts
it in. A little fadeaway.
Makes it 48-25. Full timeout called with 7 minutes to go by Canton. We'll take it with him. 60 seconds, and we'll be back here on Crest.
Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marcia Fowler are proud to support the Gopher teams. They take pride in growing the Green City community, which has added a new law firm, a community museum with a new 36-foot by 16-foot cattle mural by local artist Joyce Ayers, which will be going up in 2019 to complement the arts incubator where local artists display their works, a bakery for tasty treats, and a sewing machine repair shop. With a good mayor and city council, Green City is a good place to live and invest.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that rewards you in cash. Now available at Alliant Bank. Earn real cash each month, all for doing simple things you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. You get cash rewards and still bank local. That's free Kasasa checking. Ask for Kasasa at Alliant Bank. This is Sherry Lair. For details and qualifications, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City, member FDIC.
Back here on Superstation Crest out of the Canton timeout. Bit of a 4-0 run by Madison, forcing head coach Andy Anderson to take a timeout. They have the ball inside. A turnaround hook shot by McKenzie is missed short. Madison the rebound.
Canton's played overall really well. I've got to watch a decent amount of the first half down on the court. And the one thing that if I'm Canton, I will try and do a little better is on their transition. They're going a little too fast towards the bucket, and as a result, I count probably about 3 or 4 missed layups that was an opportunity. Andy Anderson, the head coach for Canton, was irate. Tell him, you got to get that hand towards the glass instead of pushing it towards the backboard, because that's why they've been continuously missing some of those easy layups. They could be up a lot further, potentially.
Yeah, as Canton throws it away. In the backcourt, Madison's pressure got to him there, and a foul in the block by Canton. That will be the fourth on Ben McKenzie, and that will be huge if he has to come out. Indeed, he will. Arnold will check in for him, and McKenzie goes to the bench with 11 points, and he was huge on defense for Canton in that third quarter. Right wing for Colston. Madison left to right, down 48-25 with 6:15 to play. In the corner is Chapman. Hesitates, now drives baseline, kicks it out Wandry. He'll try to dip a pass inside. It's tipped, but right back to Colston. Up top, Buck. Down the lane he goes, and he is fouled with the body as he goes tumbling to the floor. That will be the fifth team foul against Canton. And the second on Dalton Berhorst. Inbound Chapman over right wing Buck. Goes to the right side, hands it off to Layton on the right wing. Back into the corner, Buck. Trying to find Chapman, and the pass tipped out of bounds with a foot. And it will remain with Madison. Layton, the inbounder, left of his own basket on the baseline, finds Chapman in the right corner. Picks up his dribble, looking inside, doesn't pull the trigger, finds a cutting Colston, but that's tipped and stolen. Here comes Burke. Left corner, Berhorst. Back to Smith, top of the key, bouncing a right wing, Burke. Finds Berhorst in the right corner, back up top, Burke. Quick pass, Arnold, left wing, bouncing it left baseline for Wingerder. Into a double team, tries to fire it inside, taken away by Jimmy Layton. He leads the charge, 1-on-2, doesn't have numbers, takes it to the basket, layup, yes, and a foul. Darkson Burke will be tagged with a foul.
Layton might be a little lucky he got away with travel there because he took a step towards the bucket and I thought they were going to get him on that for the foul. Big break for Madison.
As Layton goes to the free throw line. 13 points for the senior tonight. Makes it 48-27. Joe O'Bannon checks back in. Colston checks out. Free throw by Layton is good. Clean shot. High arcing one and didn't touch anything but the net. 20-point game, 5:20 to play in the fourth, 48-28, Canton by 20. They have the ball right to left. Lead pass out to Wingerder on the right wing. Swings it to Burke on the left wing, into the corner for Arnold. Back to Burke on the left wing. Back to Arnold. Lobs a pass over the head of McKenzie, but picked up by Burhorst, and he traveled on the right block. Canton got lucky, and then they got unlucky.
And if I had to guess, Sam Arnold is going to take a seat for that pass, because you're basically throwing it right into the fire on that pass, and you're asking for a lot for your big man. Ben McKenzie to do a lot of work just to grab that.
Chapman down the lane on the right side, forcing up a layup. He's got 10. It's 48-30. 18-point Canton lead. Dwindling down. It was up to 28 at one point. Up top is the senior Brody Smith. Over to Burke, right corner three, no. And the rebound, Layton. He'll push the other way, left to right. Right wing hesitates, attacks, and is bumped and fouled, this time by Dalton Burhorst. That'll be the 17th foul on Canton. And free throws coming from Jimmy Layton. Layton to the line, already 13 points for him. Takes low dribbles with the right hand. And his first free throw is good, so he'll get a second. Second free throw from Layton. High arcing shot. In and out. No rebound. Canton 48-31. Canton's lead. 4.5 to go. Jimmy Layton hit a game-winning shot in last year's tournament against Cairo. I was lucky enough to be here for that one. It was a fun game. Layton, very explosive
player.
That was
for the consolation title, right?
I believe. It was. As it was tipped out of bounds by Madison, it will remain with Canton. The ever-explosive player. They got a late turnover there in that one to give Madison the ball back with about 5 seconds left, and Layton took it all the way to the three-point line as the turnaround jumper connects for McKenzie in the lane. Canton back ahead 50-31. But it shows you the impact that he can have on this team. Him along with Chapman is a really good duo. They have just been struggling with a tough Canton defense who just forces another turnover. Left side, Burhorst, layup is good. 52-31, and Canton back by 21 with 3:45 to go. Left side, O'Bannon. Bouncing left baseline, Layton. Back to Chapman, left of the lane with the elbow. Kicking it out right corner for Buck. Long three, missed long, but Layton the rebound. Hop step in the lane, hook shot right hand, good.
It's a good shot by Layton.
Timeout called by Madison, I believe, with 3:27 to play. 52-33. Canton ahead. Be back in 30 seconds.
At Hoeing Trucking in Canton, they not only know the Northeast Central Missouri trucking business, they've been a tri-state leader in the transportation of rock, sand, fertilizer, grain, feed, and other bulk goods since 1993. In that time, Hoeing Trucking has been a go-to for companies in need of solutions and clients who know Hoeing Trucking will deliver their freight on time, secure, and safe. You can depend on Hoeing Trucking, too. Give them a call in Canton today, 217-430-0130. Hoeing Trucking in Canton.
Back here at the LaPlante Tournament, game number 2 of 4 tonight here on Crest. Ben Wittenstein with you, Scott Lunte next to me. 52-33 is the Canton lead over Madison with 3.5 to play in the game. Arnold passing to Burhorst in a corner, back to Burke. Now it goes to McKenzie, free throw line. Hot pass over to the baseline. Owengerter, who finishes off the glass. Nice backdoor feed.
He was just lurking, basically.
He was. Long three, Layton. Nothing but net. Jimmy Layton from downtown on the left wing. Makes it 54-36, and Layton now at the 20-point mark. Coming off a season-high 29, and just like that in transition, Ben McKenzie basically answers with a two of his own, 14. 56-36, back to a 20-point lead. On the other side, Chapman. Hard layup over the hand of McKenzie's missed, and the rebound goes to McKenzie. Out to Smith, outlets out. Arnold left side, 1-on-2. Kicked it left corner, Burhorst. Back to Smith on the left wing. 2.5 now to play in the game. Burke straight away, fires to McKenzie in the paint. Back out Arnold. Back to Smith. Now back to Burke. Smith left corner. He's open. He's just jabbing, and that's a smart move by him to waste more time with Burke at the top of the key.
No need for a dumb shot here if you're Canton.
Long two. Smith missed short. Probably could have wasted a little bit more time there.
Probably.
The outlet goes to Layton, trying to move past his defender, and there'll be a blocking foul on Burke, which will send Layton to the free throw line for a 1-1. 2:05 to play. 56-36, Canton ahead. Jimmy Layton to the line, 20 points for him. He's averaging 15 a game. And this is now his third straight game with 20-plus points. He's done it now four times this year, having 20 or more points in a game. First free throw of a 1-1 is good. And so he'll get a second. As Christian Colson checks in, and Chapman will check out. Low dribble for Layton. Free throw is off to the left. Smith the rebound for Canton. And a timeout called by Canton. We'll take it with him. 56-37, under two now to play in the game. Oh, it's a substitution timeout.
Hold your horses there, Mr. Wittenstein.
I wanted to get some
the second string some love.
Bench subs in, absolutely. Braden Shannon into the game. He'll bring the ball up. Keegan Burke as well. Aiden Spurgeon also in. Trevor Logsdon in. Up top is Keegan Burke. The Logsdon. Now it goes to Spurgeon free throw line. Kicking it right wing for Keegan Burke. Back to Spurgeon. Now out for Shannon. His three-point in and out. No. Offensive rebound almost tipped. We're at 90 seconds to play. 56-37 is your Canton lead. And we've got bench players in as well. For Madison stand Tyler Buck. Top O'Bannon. Right wing Caleb Gibler. Into the corner, Christian Colson. Tries to find Buck, and the ball's loose. Taken away by Canton. 65 seconds to play. Burke across the timeline. Up top to Braden Shannon, the freshman, swinging it into the corner for Burke. Jabbing right at popping from 10 and knocking it down from the baseline. Keegan Burke, sophomore, getting in the box score with 50 seconds to play, 58-37. And a substitution timeout as well as Thornton checking in.
I'm curious to see how Canton does in the semifinals coming your way on Friday now with, just assuming if the seeds prevail, how they would want to take it against a team that has a lot of good size and also can score in Cairo. I think that will be a very interesting 2-3 matchup.
Should be a lot of fun the rest of this tournament, especially those semifinal games, trophy day as well. 30 seconds to play. Madison with it, down 58-37, passing it around the perimeter right now. Ball is loose through the legs of some defenders, out of bounds. It'll remain with Madison. Coming up next, we got a fun one.
Green City, Schuyler County, Lady Rams.
Game 3 of 4 tonight here on Regional Radio and Superstation Crest or on your internet browser at centralmoinfo.com. 6 seconds, 3 from Joe Bannon off the heel, high bounce off the backboard and out of bounds. Back to Canton with 12 seconds play. And they will probably just dribble out the clock here. And that will just about do it. 58-37. Canton with the win. And they move on to the semifinals to be played on Friday night. We'll take a break. Be back with your final stats and player of the game next.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
We asked Gina Fox, a resident at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina, if she would recommend Salt River Community Care.
Would I recommend Salt River Nursing Care to someone else? I certainly would. This is my third time to be at Salt River, and I've been happy all times, and I'm happy to be here now. So, yes, I would recommend it.
Another reason residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
Welcome back here to La Cueta High School after the Canton at Madison game, 58-37 Canton with the win. Some final stats. Jimmy Layton on the Madison side led all scores, 21 for the senior. Tyler Buck with 4, Raven Thornton with 2, Caleb Chapman with 10. On the Canton side, Brody Smith led his team in scoring with 16, Carson Burke with 11, Dalton Verhorst with 7. Sam Arnold with 6, and Ben McKenzie with 14. Player of the game is being brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. And we'll give it to Ben McKenzie, great on the defensive side. He was huge size-wise and on the offensive side of the ball. 16 for the senior, so he is your Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. He is your player of the game. Scott, what do we have up next?
Green City and Schuyler County coming your way in game number 3 of 4 today here in quarterfinal action at the La Plata tournament. This is the 3-6 matchup in the tournament. The Lady Govers of Green City picking up almost right where they left off 1 year ago. Their season came to a close in Class 1 sectionals to Norburn, and they have a Crest All-Star in Brooke Littrell, who is verbally committed to Truman, averaging about 33 points a game. She is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. She can hit a three. She's good at going to the bucket. She is pretty much good all over the floor. And it's going to be an interesting task for the Schuyler County Lady Rams. They are, after starting 0-5 to start out the year, they are now 5-4 since that point. Or actually, 6-5, I should say. At that point, they were actually on 4-6-5 due to math. 6-9 on the season. And they got a freshman in McKinley Ashleman, who is averaging about 12.1 a game. She is a real good in the ball instinct, as she has 27 steals on the year. And they're growing a little bit. So we're expecting this to be a pretty interesting matchup between Green City and Schuyler County. Coming up, you'll hear from both head coaches. First up, it'll be Schuyler County Lady Rams coach Thomas Kirkland, then a Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Morris. We're getting ready for game number 3 of 4 at the La Plata tournament here on CrestandCentralMoInfo.com.
The North Shelby Athletic Boosters is very proud of the North Shelby Raiders and Lady Raiders. Whether you are in the classroom or on the court, you represent your school.